Right now on VFN TV, you're not going to believe it, but the government was buying baby body parts from aborted children. That's right. The Food and Drug Administration was purchasing allegedly $100 million in baby body parts. Oh my goodness. But guess what? In September 2018, President Trump ended that practice. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to go undercover with the Center for Medical Progress, David DeLeidens, going right to the Planned Parenthood, talking specifically about who this was that they canceled the contract with and what was really taking place right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Hey, man, doing good.
Yeah, you're looking great, man.
Well, thank you.
I like
thank
those
you.
New jeans. Those are sharp.
Man, you are nothing but full of compliments.
It's
I appreciate
always,
that.
Always.
Yes, always. Always. Thinking about our recent football game we watched just the other day. What a great time.
It really was. That was very good.
Yeah.
Let's don't go beyond the It was good. When I got there and David got there, the pizza was all gone. Oh, yeah,
well,
one slice.
There was a couple slices left.
Was there a couple?
Yes, there was a couple slices. I think David had some.
David didn't tell me about the other slice.
Oh.
He didn't tell me about the other slice.
David.
Yeah. It was pretty good. We enjoy watching the game every now and then. It was great to see the players not kneeling on the flag
and all that kind of stuff.
And it's just good to kind of a refreshing view of sports that are going on again, honoring our nation, our soldiers, our military, our vets that not only defend America, but they actually defend freedom around the world. Hmm. And it's a small percentage of America's population that says, we will do this.
I think it's like 1 or 2%?
I think it's less than 1%, really.
Wow, that's amazing.
And that's amazing. We should really honor. We are under President Trump. The vets are being taken care of. There's brand new vet sites called vet.org. And people that are vets that couldn't get treated at a local facility, VA facility, they're able to go to a local doctor, and it's just
so those services are being expedited.
It's
they're
amazing.
Not waiting. It's a long
time. It's always been. It's been amazing, and myself being one of them.
Okay.
It's amazing how well the country's really thinking about those who said to that 1% that said we will help defend. We will do that, and. I'm just grateful for this big turnaround.
Yeah, not only that, but it encourages those who are thinking about joining the military to say, you know what?
Yeah.
I can defend my country because I know my country is going to take care of me. I'm going to give them my best in my youth.
Right.
And when I get older, I know that my country is going to take care of me. That's awesome.
It's always been a place of honor, but they took that away historically, the past viewpoints, and now they're getting back to honoring what needs to be honored.
Yeah.
And people that shed their blood, and their freedom, risk everything for this. Our lives. And the news, I remember, years back, it was not a big deal for them to go, a soldier lost their life. And it's like, you did that so quickly, like it wasn't
and
even.
Panned to the next thing.
Yeah, it's panned to the next thing.
I just heard President Trump talk about how the military is built up in such a way now. And he said, this is what you want. You want a big military. You know why? Because we'll never have to use it if we have a strong military.
Yeah.
And I think that's true. Peace through strength. That's what the Prime Minister of Israel believes as well.
And nations around the world are talking to him. And we're hearing reports that they're just saying they feel so much better because everybody was vulnerable. When America's vulnerable, everybody was vulnerable.
Ask Japan.
Oh, yes.
Ask Japan.
Yes.
These missiles that were flying over their
country
has completely stopped. And they basically depend on the United States to defend themselves.
Yeah, because it's historical. But think about this, and now President Trump's saying, you need to pay for that.
Oh, it's time to pay. Which is fair, which is great.
Especially for sending all the money over there anyway, so listen. but imagine right now if you had a missile flying over your house every day.
Mm.
That's what was happening in Japan. It was flying over their country. Imagine in America, for those that are in America, imagine it coming over the West Coast, it's flying over the West Coast and landing in the waters over the East Coast. That's what was happening in Japan.
Mm.
And that's something you need to be disturbed about because if it'll happen there, it'll happen everywhere, especially when they were aiming at it. But thanks to President Trump and his ability to negotiate and obviously God's favor in what's going on, that now North Korea is beginning to make adjustments, hadn't seen a missile shoot in since then.
Yes,
and
quite
it's
a
been,
bit.
And some of the prophetic words are that revival is going to begin to happen in North Korea. And it's such they call it a hermit kingdom because it's so closed in. If you go from some of the videos that we've shown you on television, it's almost like going back to the 50s.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to believe the revival happens there because it's such a closed environment. But revival is going to begin right there. And I think it was Hank Kuhneman or somebody. I can't remember who it was. But you could go back and find it on a prophecy.
That's a beautiful day because we never would be talking. I mean, if you look back a year ago and the rhetoric from Rocket Man and all these different things that were said and all the things that had happened, you wouldn't believe that we'd be at this place of now, a place of peace. And my understanding is that there's also a second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un of North Korea scheduled really soon. So I think the progress is good, it's steady, and people are rejoicing because of safety.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine in Pakistan, and his name is Muhammad. He's like, he's excited that America's strong again, and he feels safer because all the nations, I mean, he was having bombs blow up all over Pakistan, and things are changing now across the whole world because God, and this is not a Trump thing, this is like God is actually doing something amongst the earth, and one of the things that has to happen, and you hear us talk about all the time, is every program almost, we end our program with asking God, end abortion, end the killing of innocent children, send revival, send a third great awakening. Mm-hmm. The reason why that is, first of all, it's horrific, it's killing, it's taking of life, but it's a prerequisite for an awakening to come to America.
Yeah.
I mean, God's not going to have 50, 60, 75 million children that have been murdered in the womb. The blood is all over the place. Abel's blood still cries out. So these babies' bloods are crying out. And if we don't stop that, and so when you think about this, it's amazing you're about to see. President Trump, the government, John, reports are right here, but this article you're about to read, they were actually spending $100 million and buying murdered baby body parts and selling them through Planned Parenthood to organizations, and the government was involved in that. But President Trump, in September of 2018, has put an end to that. The government's no longer involved in that.
Isn't that amazing?
The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, was actually purchasing these baby body parts through this organization. The report, the article writes, and it says very specifically, David DeLayden, he's talking, they call it the ABR, but that actually is the organization that they were dealing with, and ABR is the, can you find that while we're talking about this?
In fact, this is what it says here. It is actually the Advanced Bioscience Resource.
Right, and they're the ones kind of working with all these facilities that are aborting children.
Yeah.
And like cattle, selling brains, hearts, lungs, feet, eyes, baby body parts. It's just tragic. It's what? It's ended under President Trump. We're going to make all that available to you, the whole article available to you on The Torch. When we get back from this break, you're going to see firsthand the undercover Center for Medical Progress, David DeLayden's organization goes undercover talking to this organization who's talking about dealing with the baby body parts. It's horrific, but it's ending. The government's getting their hands out of that. As a matter of fact, join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
I love to see crowds burn, but I know I can shape history if I can find just one. Anybody can burn in a crowd. I want to find someone that'll burn by themselves.
It so happens that communism is a system that I disagree with philosophically. I would not prefer to live under a communist system. I happen to feel that the great moments of history have been those moments when individuals have been left free to think and to act. And I feel that communism often stands in the way of certain First Amendment privileges that we have in America, for instance, that I just couldn't adjust to.
Mm-hmm. The entrance to the Museum of the Bible may be the most photographed museum entrance in Washington, D.C.
Visitors will be welcomed by dramatic 40-foot-high bronze gates emblazoned with Genesis 1 from the Gutenberg Bible, with panels mimicking the Latin, typeset backwards, as it would have been on the Gutenberg press.
A unique piece of art hangs in the lobby, a glass panel displaying Psalm 19 from a papyrus leaf from the museum collections. The Greek text dates to the 3rd or 4th century, a 1,500-year-old manuscript on display inside the museum.
Museum of the Bible invites all people to engage with the Bible in a museum experience unlike anything seen before, all in honor of the Bible. Engage with the Book of all books.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible, opening in November in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is shocking. We're talking about the American government, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, reportedly was spending $100 million, allegedly, to be able to purchase baby body parts through an organization that has been stopped under President Donald Trump. He stopped it right now, September 2018. John, can you read this article right here?
Absolutely. Yes. You know, I want to say this, too, that a lot of things can be said about President Trump, but one thing we do know, right from the beginning of this election, the last debate he said, I'm not okay with bodies, babies being ripped apart in shreds. I'm not okay with it. And I think that was a deciding factor for a lot of Americans to say, I'm going to vote for this president. But a lot of politicians say things when they're running for office.
He's actually keeping his word.
But he's keeping his promise. The very first thing he did on Inauguration Day.
The Hyde Amendment.
Right. Got rid of the Hyde Amendment, which was what?
Funding abortion all around the world.
All around the world.
Killing babies all around the world. America's tax dollar was going out to kill children all around the world.
Day
through the Hyde Amendment.
One of the first things he did as a president. Not only that, I believe he's the first president to speak on behalf or at the pro-life event that's held every single year.
March for Life.
Very first president. And so I think this is really historic. This is a wonderful thing. And like you said, this is the beginning of a third great awakening coming to an end of this abortion.
It has to end. And you think about it, where pro-life comes from, the statement is that in the preamble to the Constitution, it says that every citizen is guaranteed a chance for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And what they're saying, a pro-life movement, and what obviously God's saying, and he wants life, is that they're American citizens. How can we take their life? Because they're constitutionally protected. And we're seeing that. As a matter of fact, Vice President Mike Pence said, and you've heard on our program,
life is winning again
in America.
Yes.
It's exciting. So this is
big.
This is huge.
This is big. I mean,
it's a shocker that the government was taking your money, if you're in America, and they were spending it on buying pieces of babies that have been aborted to sell them to the, what's the article?
Well, this one says, Trump administration cancels FDA's contract.
Food and Drug Administration.
Right, to buy aborted baby parts for research.
Which means they had a contract. American government had a contract to do this. Yes.
Yeah. In a press release dated September 24th, 2018, the Department of Health and Human Services,
which is another department,
announced that it is terminating its contract with Advanced Bioscience and Resources, a fetal tissue procurement company which contracted with multiple Planned Parenthood abortion facilities.
So you got fetal, that actually statement means, we say fetal tissue procurement, which means baby body parts procurement.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had this agreement with Planned Parenthood and their facilities to harvest aborted fetal body parts to then sell to researchers. Mm. ABR was referred for criminal investigation by Congress after a thorough investigation into illegal fetal tissue trafficking, illegal selling of baby body parts.
And we had that
in the United States.
On the VFN TV,
Pro-life groups recently brought to light HHS, Health and Human Services contract with ABR, and along with that added scrutiny, various members of Congress as well as leaders of pro-life organizations issued letters to the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, and HHS,
the Health and Human Services,
urging an end to the contract, which was providing fresh,
aborted human fetal body parts
to create, listen to this, a humanized mice.
They're mixing murdered human body parts with mice.
This is evil. This is horrible.
Listen, thank God for the Congress and President Trump ending this thing.
Absolutely. The HHS press release states, after a recent review of a contract between Advanced BioResource Incorporated and the Food and Drug Administration to provide human fetal tissue to develop testing protocols, HHS was not sufficiently assured that the contract included the appropriate protections applicable to fetal tissue research or met all the procurement requirements. As a result, that contract has been terminated.
Praise God.
And now HHS is now conducting an audit of all acquisitions involving human fetal tissue to ensure conformity with the procurement and human fetal tissue research laws and regulations.
That's so, so very, very important. And
yeah.
I know we have an undercover video done by the Center for Medical Progress. We're going to make this whole article available to you on the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. But understand, this is an undercover video being done by the Center for Medical Progress, headed by David DeLeiden.
A hero.
And he'll be on this week.
We'll
have him on this week, speaking at the Value Voter Summit. But that's what's happening. So you're seeing something they don't, and the person is with Planned
ABR,
Parenthood.
ABR.
And they're the ones that contract with through Planned
Parenthood. Who just got terminated.
But this
is the proof. This is the evidence.
Right. And this is the evidence to say what this article is saying. According to this video, this undercover video is true. As a matter of fact, brace yourself. They're talking about the selling of children's organs, arms, eyes, brains, the baby. The safest place you would think for a child would be in the womb of her mother or her mother. But now the most dangerous place for a child today, think about it, the most dangerous place is not playing around, driving cars, messing around at the house, you know, doing crazy things. It's the mother's womb. That's the dangerous place. The most dangerous place on the earth right now for a child is actually in the mother's womb. But God's going to deal with that. Let's go there now.
There are no financial benefits.
Absolutely.
And we're happy. Look, we look forward to the facts coming out.
Right. So I'll just take a couple minutes.
Sure.
And it's my assistant.
Hi.
So.
Oh, you're warm. I want to hang on to you.
So I was talking to Mary about what I'm trying to offer to clinics. The procurement service, and she said, "You know all about this."
Oh, we have already a relationship with ABR.
Oh, okay. So
that sort of thing you're doing—it's
a startup, and I'm just—I mean, I want to get in every state. That's my goal.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to connect with medical directors of either private, you know, smaller clinics.
Yeah.
Obviously, a higher volume would be good for that fetal tissue for researchers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's already a service there. I'm thinking with my business head that
using them for over 10 years, really a long time. So I you know, just kind of renegotiated the contract. They're doing the I don't know what they call it, but the big collection for government level collections and things like that. And so I'm trying to think of other providers in our town.
Don't want to sound like a salesman here, but I'm going to. So we return a portion of our fees to the clinics. So just to, as a way of thank you for this, just trying to establish.
Right, get a toe in and make it sound.
Right.
All right. And just kind of renegotiate the contract.
We return a portion of our fees to the clinics.
Oh.
Because of what we do and because we use fetal tissue, we don't want to... we want to be as politically correct as we can.
Right,
we don't
know.
We don't want a lot of people coming in and, you know, slapping us because, you're doing this and you're getting all these scientific people here and they're all agreeing, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so.
It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it, right? Like, normally, like, embryonic stem cell research is, like, the big controversial, like, whatever, and, like...
And you know what the really weird thing is? Embryonic, there's still a lot of controversy about that, you know? But then fetal kind of got lost in the mix. You know, you
was it ever controversial? I mean, I'm young,
never,
so I don't know.
It was never outlawed. Where during the Bush administration, Bush 1, it was no federal funding could go to stem cell research or to embryonic cell research. Uh-huh. The fetal tissue was taken out of that. So we continued to send tissue to people like NIH. Uh-huh. Even though the government was paying for it, fetal tissue weren't put in that little box of embryonic because it's different. Now they're trying to make abortion illegal, and that's where we get our tissue. Now they're trying to make abortion illegal, and that's where we get our tissue.
You probably know that Jackie Barbic.
And
she mentioned to me that you guys, you know, that I should talk to you if I wanted the fetal tissue. But I thought you only procured from her clinic. It's not.
We procure from her clinic on Saturday because that's the day they do large cases. Now they do induce fetal demise at about 21 weeks, depending on the doctor. Sometimes
because for BLT, I'm wanting like 18 to 22 weeks.
Right. Yes.
Right.
And that would be fine. So if we had 18 or 19 weeks, then that we could get those to you.
Okay, and it doesn't have digoxin, though.
No,
okay,
it does not.
Yeah.
And we always, we've been in the business long enough, I can tell if it's been ditched or not. You know, I just look at it, I go,
oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it has a smell, it's not right. So
wow.
It's just kind of icky. But we also have clinics in San Diego, in Oregon, in Minnesota, and we soon will be starting in New Jersey and Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
Not at Dr. Gosso's clinic, though.
Right.
The whole point is not to have a live birth.
Okay.
And so the doctors have all, unless it's somebody who has had 6 pregnancies and 6 vaginal deliveries.
And then it just kind of pops
again,
out.
They put lambs in and she comes in the next morning. And I literally have had women come in and they'll go in the OR and they're back out in 3 minutes. And I'm going, what's going on? Oh, yeah, the fetus was already in the vaginal canal whenever we put her in syrups, it just fell out. I'm going, what's going on? Oh, yeah, the fetus was already in the vaginal canal whenever we put her in syrups, it just fell out.
Wow.
So, you know, because if they've had a lot of births, then that's kind of what happens.
Right.
But most of the time, it is not intact. We have other people who would like to get, like the biliary tree area, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think over the past 3 months, we've been able to send 2.
Really?
Because they just aren't. The abdomen is always ripped open.
Wow.
And I don't understand.
Are the organs inside intact? Like the liver and the.
The organs are.
Reasonably.
Everything will get ripped up. You know, whenever we have a smooth portion of liver, we think that's good.
Because
most of the time it's got. Just the instruments they go in to pull, and it's just whatever presents first. And unfortunately, and I don't know why, a lot of times the abdomen presents first, and they just go in and start pulling.
They don't have my interests in mind.
Or mine. It really pisses me off. Whenever we have a smooth portion of liver, we think that's good.
See, this is the thing, quite honestly, I used to go into this argument. So Linda, ABR is a not-for-profit, and wasn't paying any of the clinics, and was funding places in Hawaii for themselves.
Oh my gosh.
And all sorts of things, but I would go into clinics, and they would say, oh, you're a for-profit, and you want to pay us? But like, and I'm like, so I want to pay you. She doesn't want to.
And she has a place in Hawaii.
And I'm like,
oh my God.
We're trying to give money to you. You know, and they would say, yeah, that is kind of strange, you know? And I said, right, and I pay tax, just to be clear, that actually donates, ends up funding programs back to you guys. No tax, no payment, tax and payment.
Yeah.
You know, it was like that. And they'd be like, okay, that makes sense, right?
We're usually standing right outside the door where they're doing the procedure in the OR, and we're in the lab area.
So
we're just kind of standing around waiting, and then we get the tissue. The doctor makes sure that the termination is complete, and then we have it immediately after. So
immediately after, they just bring it over.
Oh yeah, they just bring it out. The doctor kind of goes, yeah, and then they usually say it's done, and so.
Some staff. Not that I know so much on the Planned Parenthood side, but I wouldn't be surprised. There are. Some staff in the past that have been on the payroll with ABR. I mean, like, there's well enough known.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't follow that. So,
like a nursing director or somebody who's literally, like, like a paid employee, but they're like a paid.
Are they doing procurement, or they're just sitting there holding the fort down?
Like an advisory role. So they're not paid right enough to.
Yeah, I don't have someone. Yeah, you can go ahead.
From like an advisory role.
Uh huh.
But for a long time, there were some clinics that, because they had paid advisors that were sitting on boards for these clinics, there were also an advisor to ABR.
Okay.
You were just never going to go anywhere. You know what I mean?
What a tragedy. Who would have ever even thought the day would come that when people used to cherish life and that they would be excited about the day? I mean, imagine if this was around during the time when God put his seed in Mary, woman, and he was going to birth his own son through the very same process that today that the government, prior to President Trump, was involved in actually killing children in the womb. That's what Herod did. That's what Pharaoh, that's what everybody else did that wanted to destroy people. But look, they ended that practice. But understand, there was $100 million going, reportedly, and Congress stopped it. This is why it's important for you to go and vote. Get out there and vote for people who love God, who love our country, who love our Constitution, who love life. Those are important principles. God can work out the other details, but we've got to get in alignment with what God would want, because the reason why we say, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, I personally believe it's prerequisite. How could God go against his word, where he says very specifically, when he had Josiah there and he said, because of all the bloodshed, the innocent bloodshed, I'm going to actually destroy Israel. Mm. And he cried out and he said, please, and he repented. And when he repented and he stopped at the sacrifices to Moloch, which is children, killing of children, then God let up from that and they had a season of blessing under Josiah. It matters. Abel's blood cries out to today, the very first children of Adam and Eve when Cain killed Abel. Imagine these 75 million children crying out against our nation and our tax dollars was being paid. Trump ended it, and it's time to go all the way and end abortion, pray for these judges that are going on the Supreme Court, because they will make a final decision, because it wasn't a law that was put in Roe versus Wade. It was a judge's decision that pushed the issue. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just pray for all these women, Father God, that have gone through this and they had no idea that these people were actually farming their wombs out, Father God, and selling their babies, Father God. And we just pray, Lord, that you would end this abortion, Father God, that you would end it in our land, end it in every state, end it in every hospital, end it in every Planned Parenthood's aborted efforts, God, end every funding whatsoever. And this audit reveal everything that has to do with the destruction of life. Older life or younger life. God, and we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless. We'll